moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him?
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yeah. This is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm sorry for the late start. It's, you know, just a little bit past the estimated start time. There were some technical difficulties, but we're here, and we are spinning some vinyl today on the turntables, which I'm really excited about. It's pretty cold outside, which is a nice break from the summer weather. I would call it late summer, early fall, a transitional period. So I hope everyone is enjoying that. Well, I'm going to have a look at what we have available, but right now I'm going to put something on by the Ray Charles Singers, which caught my eye earlier, and I hope you enjoy. I'm also subbing for Savoir Faire's Songs from the Squid Pod, which is a fantastic show title, and I hope you enjoy the sub, regular listeners.
Throw in, undependable too. or something extra special.
That night. to swing a mighty horn.
He read the horn long ago.
And everybody was amazed at how he played so many notes.
And they were absolutely different when he would do a trick when one would play a melody. And then the other
had a song to play under the same melody.
And then he'd play it in a different
key. And
maybe get a feeling for a change.
And then he'd change the harmony. He'd even turn it upside down.
He'd even turn it upside down.
And just to see if he could make
it. He had to make that melody.
He'd wipe it, wipe it, wipe it.
Incredible that there is a whole song about Johann Sebastian Bach, and it's news to me. I don't know if it's news to you, so I might just not be well informed. But so that was the Ray Charles Singers, and we were listening to Side 2, and so we heard Call Me Irresponsible, Till the End of Time, Something Extra Special, Bluesette, and Johann Sebastian Bach. All of which were really wonderful, but also quite languid, you know, very relaxed. And I've been exploring the vinyl collection and, you know, WMFO's vinyl collection, which is quite extensive. And I have a few pieces that we might enjoy. I am trying, so this is coming up, we have Dream Command. The album is called Fire on the Moon, which I have not heard. I've never heard Dream Command, but what a great album title. So that's coming up next, along with a few others. Requests are always welcome. Thank you again for tuning in. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Now we have Dream Command.
Thank you.
Kinds of dreams about a life of crime. I go out and
That was the Screaming Sirens. Pretty different from Dream Command, but also pretty enjoyable, I would say. And I've been, if you can't tell, I'm sort of crossing genres here and just really seeing what vinyl has to offer. And I've been having a great time, and I hope you have as well. So, figured this would be a good time to make a little PSA. This one is my favorite, so I'm just going to do that and hope you aren't bored of it by now. It's from Food Not Bombs, which is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs, sorry, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's a great thing to keep in mind, especially as people are coming back to campus for school. Okay, back to the music.
She belongs to me. Shot. He ran outside and saw just where the gunfight had been fought. He said, "Big Jim, this time you're through, I'll show you no mercy. He'd hang 100 times or more if it were up to me. You're guilty in the first degree."
Was more of the Screaming Sirens. Again, I really enjoyed that. I hadn't heard of them before, and I'm glad I've discovered them. And again, this is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll never be good at saying that, I think, but I hope to keep practicing. It is just shy of 7 p.m., and I'll be here until 8 p.m., so if anyone has any requests, they're very welcome to send something in, or even call in, which would be very exciting. And I think coming up, I'm going to, you know, I'll just see what I have around me. I might go back to a little dream command, which I've been really enjoying. And I was also reading a little bit today about, like, why Spotify is not great, or, like, what Spotify is doing to the music industry. And I definitely used to play on the show through Spotify. But I don't know, I think I've been reflecting on that and thinking about what it really does for artists or to artists and who it really benefits. So I guess I urge everyone to have sort of critical listening habits, and as always, enjoy what you're listening to, but also think about the work that has gone into creating music and how to respect that work. Again, thank you for tuning in. And I think here's Dream Command.